is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Urbis Kareem Speaks, okay? So we're here, and you can find us on foresightslife.com or foresightslife.com or YouTube channel. Today, we are actually, and we have
the queen here.
That's what she,
so, How you doing, everyone?
Gotcha. So we actually have something a little special. We have somebody that wrote in, right?
We sure do. We had a queen.
They wrote a decent letter, and we're going to have to do a part one, part two with this, because
this one's pretty
it's some things we felt that was not to get clarity.
Clarity, yeah.
And we're going to tell you why. I'm glad that you didn't say your name, and that's good. We're going to keep you anonymous.
Correct.
And whatnot. And she put into the queen and to Urban Queen and Queen. Wow. She wanted to make sure I was involved, huh?
Yeah.
She wanted it was okay if you just wrote just to her.
Oh, my goodness. She wanted a male's perspective. Hey. Well, if anything, she was coming from the... Probably coming from the fact that we're one. So.
That is true. And we've been together for 20, known each other for over 25, I think, 25, mm-hmm. and been married for 21 years.
That's so right.
This ain't for the week now, okay, Mrs. Anonymous Lady? This is
That's
not
right.
for the week. So anyways, read that so we can, because we got a lot to cover, right?
We have a lot to
Hopefully
cover.
Hopefully we won't run too fast. We don't know 25, 30 minutes, but we're going to.
Go through it. First, we want to say, of course, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and read the letter. Okay, so here we go. I would like some marriage and relationship advice from the both of you. I am 25 and have been in a long-term relationship for 8 years as of this December. I have 2 children with my partner of 8 years, and we have practiced Rastafari for 7 through 8 years. I say this because we considered ourselves spiritually married as of our first year in and have been living that way ever since. My advice is related to the following scenario. In 2020, we began to work out and lose weight together in an effort to better our health and strengthen our family. In 2022, we fasted and prayed together and decided to ask God for a son. God answered our prayers, and today we have a healthy baby boy of almost 1 year old, along with our daughter, who's about 4. Well, when I was pregnant, we experienced the worst year, I would say, to date. I graduated college, but shortly after, my dad passed of a heart attack. Because of this, it stopped working to take time to grieve, and then struggled to return to work as I was entering my third trimester of pregnancy, and my employer did not want me to return. I stayed home and worked to have a natural childbirth, which I did not get to have my first time around. With this, my partner began working full-time in plumbing as his father had his own plumbing company and paid for all the bills with this. At the same time, I began to notice that my partner was spending less time with me. It started at night, as I would fall asleep early due to being pregnant and exhausted daily, and he would stay up playing video games. Then I would ask him to go with me on walks on his days off, and he would avoid it altogether. Eventually, communication became less and less, and he began working late evenings, which is usual in plumbing, but then going out to the bar every Friday night, as encouraged by his father and brother. Just before having my baby, I found out that my husband/partner was very much into twerk videos and women on the internet that would post provocative pictures and videos. I tried to ignore this and brushed it off as a man's thing. I did ask about it, and he simply said it was something that men do. Fast forward to my postpartum months, 1 to 4 months, and he continued with this pursuit of liking and commenting on 5 to 10 pictures a day, a couple days. I found this out because I went through his phone. During this time, he went back to work after 2 weeks. PP. And I begged him to give me more time. I had both my children home and with me, and I delivered naturally, but I had stitches, so it made it extremely difficult to walk, sit, cook, or anything. I also breastfed for those 4 months. Well, as I was recovering and grieving, he made little time for us as we were financially struggling and our family did not come to help with the kids. We began to argue, and he spent more time away from me and the kids, leaving me with no time for myself. I found out he started talking to a woman at his job and was texting her every day, asking about her and her son since she was a single mom. My heart was broken because on top of my postpartum and grieving, I was performing wifely duties on a daily basis to keep him satisfied while I was in recovery. I did not recover fully until 12 plus weeks postpartum. So, Kareem and Queen, I know this is a really long story, but I don't know what to do anymore. I've tried to forgive and turn anew, but things got way worse before they got better. My partner's mother got sick in the beginning of the summer and passed suddenly a month later in July, and my partner quit his job by my request because they stopped paying him, but he then refused to go back to work or find work. This while I was actively looking for a job, but had been unexpectedly laid off from my job from pregnancy. It was easier for him to get jobs as a plumber before I could get one in my field. Well, when we stumbled into a past due electric bill and the post-pandemonium policies, oh, that must be the PP, what that means, kicked in that had restarted shutoff notices. We had one for the end of August. Well, whenever I asked him, he just ignored me and played Xbox to the point that in the argument, I poured water on the Xbox and it destroyed it. Mm. Long story short, I covered the bill via a state emergency center, but I sought that out on my own. I now work and he stays home with the baby and I can afford daycare from my other child. We agreed to push through and stay together, but the truth is I'm not over it. I don't enjoy myself at home. He just started helping me again after almost a full year of doing all house chores, grocery shopping, and bill arrangements by myself. He now gives me free time, but I don't know that I want to stay anymore. I started going out and going to bars and hanging with friends, and that's really what I want to do right now. Mm. Since we live together, I'm unsure what to do, but at this rate, I no longer want to be a wife to a man that's not my legal husband. I don't know how to dread this adult life anymore, and I feel now that I've never really have. If you choose to share this on the podcast, I don't mind. I just need real adult advice. Thank you, peace, and love to you both. Queen.
I'm going to let you go ahead and start with what you, because it's fresh on your mind.
Woo, that was a lot. I mean, she had so much that a lot of things came to mind. You know, one of the things, be it that I'm a mother as well, a mother biologically of two children, and I never have faced postpartum that I know of, okay? But I know it's real. And I looked, of course, doing a little research, I looked online and I was like, well, what percentage of women struggle with postpartum? Just to give insight to those men and women who may have heard about it or may not have heard about it or may have experienced it, and maybe they just don't know any statistics on it. But PPD is a kind of perinatal depression. This is depression that happens during pregnancy or in the first year after giving birth. PPD is the most common complication for women who have just had a baby. It affects up to 1 in 7 women, about 15%. Of course, this is stating in the United States. And that says a lot if she had a baby and all this was going on with their lack of communication mm-hmm. from this point. Definitely there was a breakdown, and it was a big breakdown for both parties. I don't think it was just one-sided. And then hearing about the mother, was it the mother or father passing?
Her father.
Her father. And before, I know you want to jump in.
No, I'm okay. I'm just...
Okay. Yeah. Well, one of the things I went to was on cancer.org. It was talking about the loss of a loved one. And it's common for the grief process to take a year or longer.
Oh, it takes longer than that, but okay. Yeah.
A grieving person must resolve the emotional and life changes that come with the death of a loved one. And the pain may become less intense, but it's normal to feel emotionally involved with the deceased for many years.
Yes.
So... Kareem and I personally have not lost a parent. We just haven't. So that portion, you know, we wouldn't have advice towards that, except that we've lost aunts or uncles and, you know, family members, but I couldn't imagine, to be honest.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Something you can imagine. You can't even speak on it.
You can't even speak on it, exactly.
Yeah, until it happens to you. But I'm trying to prepare myself because I've seen a lot of people go through it, like your cousin. She's dealing with it, so.
Yeah.
And
so that's an addition to that's another part that hurts because that the core of the relationship.
My first cousin that just dealt with it about a couple months ago. It's just you see them and then they're gone and you don't, you know, their day is going to come when they're not here. And that's the one that brought you in this world.
Right.
Part of one of them. But did he mention that she didn't say anything about his father or mother? Right. I didn't see that
in the beginning. She spoke about her. His father about no she said my dad
yes.
passed. And then she brought up about my partner's mother got sick and then she passed just this past July.
Wow.
So they both lost a significant important.
I'm sorry to hear that.
By exactly man, person and their loved one. And that is a lot on a relationship too.
Oh, that's, and sometimes relationship, if the passing of just on that alone,
yes,
the passing of a child,
yes,
or an actual parent.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't survive from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't come back, and they just literally just start drifting away if they feel the partner's not giving
the support
that yeah. they need.
So, and that's the thing. I don't know how she feels, and she didn't mention about did they seek out any counsel,
whether it be
from church or
that's the question,
or another family member, or even outside of.
Well, here's the issue with mm-hmm. that. Counseling is she said started out off the beginning,
mm-hmm.
right off the beginning. You said I am 25.
Young.
That's how difficult. You said I'm 25 and I have been in a long-term relationship for 8 years. I just need to delete
seven to eight years.
We'll just take seven.
Uh-huh.
Seven off of 25 going backwards. She was 18. So 18 till here, that's a lot to kind of accept. And it was on top of that, if you take it point by point and just starting there, you were 18 years old, and then almost less than 2 years ago from 25, 2 to 3 years ago, she lost her father.
Mm-hmm.
That's really young. Can you imagine losing mm-hmm. your father at that age?
Mm-hmm.
He's still around. He's mm-hmm. 72 years old.
Yep.
So that alone with that type of marriage,
yep.
with that type of man, she didn't say his age.
She did, and I was going to say the same thing. She didn't tell us if he was her age or older than her. Or,
I need
we
that
don't know.
In the letter. He might be the same age.
Right.
Now, this is another point.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say when she said we have been in a spiritual
mm-hmm.
Marriage or relationship. She said spiritually married. And towards the end, she said, since we're not legally married. Now here, mm-hmm. the issue I have with that was towards the end. So I got to bring that one to the beginning because she said up until this bullet point, because she said we're in a spiritually marriage.
Rastafaria.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Rastafari. And that's
mm-hmm.
key
mm-hmm.
because... And then towards the end, she said, I'm not legally married. Now, mm-hmm. I want to know this. That's why it says part two.
Right.
I'd like to know his age. That's number one. Number two is, I would like to know, did you guys have a ceremony?
Right.
That's number two. Number three is, if you did have a ceremony, where was the ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
Was it in Jamaica? Or was it
here in the United States?
Jamaica's, okay,
yeah.
And, you know, that you still have in the United States. You
right.
just have to have a Rastafarian, kind of like, do the ceremony. You can't have
mm-hmm.
no European style
right.
or what they have in place, do it when these state marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So that's second. Now, that would denote if it's legal or not, because if it was done through one of their ceremonies
with a witness
mm-hmm. here or in Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
it's binding. It's legal.
Mm-hmm.
That right there. So United States recognizes, they do. So I just want to point that out to you. Now, if you did a spiritual marriage and it was between you and him, but most people do have a witness there.
Most people.
Yeah. So it could be challenged
mm-hmm.
if there was a girlfriend there,
mm-hmm.
One of his homeboys mm-hmm. there, and it was just small between you and him, or it might have been through his parents, or before his mother passed away and got sick.
Right.
That's a ceremony if they had a small one.
And it's good to have that detail
yeah.
because that ultimately will go back to, like you said, the ending where she felt like it was
not legal.
Right.
Now, now this takes me into the portions of his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, Kareem, I've been involved with Islam, Hebrew Israelite. See, my queen, she ain't went past what is that? Baptist?
Just Christian.
Baptist, Christianity.
Baptist and Christian.
So my mother, I already saw you was raised as a Church of God in Christ, my father, Methodist. And
you know what? She never mentioned where she started off.
Yeah, where she started.
Because she
we
talked
need
about
that. That's
Christ,
number four.
Were they together
yeah.
doing that practice?
Exactly.
But what were their...
What were her beliefs?
Correct.
We don't know hers. We know he's... That because she decided to do that with
right.
him. Because she didn't say she's a Rastafarian.
Right.
He is. That's my partner. So
practice,
I need that in number
yeah.
four or five. as knowing what yours is, because it matters right. what both of you are. Now, knowing that he is that, okay, as my father raised me as a, he didn't raise me, they raised me as Seventh-day Adventists. Church of God in Christ was my mother background, him Methodist. And then I got on my own through Hebrew Israelite. Then Christianity. And then Islam. And then I ultimately landed, maybe with the Moors, but that's not a religion. I ultimately landed with spirituality. Mm. I like that right there. That's more my speed. But at the same time, that's between you and your partner.
Right.
That's with that strength. And in Rastafari, they believe in the king and queenship deal. Mm. Mm. And after the children are born, it's more of an empress and emperor. Okay, so it's a big deal as a Rastafarian, how they connect with a Rastafarian woman and a Rastafarian man. It's really, really deep, just like some of these other deep religions like Pentecostal, Methodist Church of God in Christ. Just because they're in America, they don't get along with these other ones that they feel that are watered down. Now, when you get involved with those that are kind of deeper into a more of a culture base, and the actual where it comes from, their culture and their landmass, their jurisdiction, that's even deeper. It's actually against their rules to go out, and they call it a doctrine. It's against their doctrine to go outside of a Rastafarian.
Oh.
So even a Rastafarian.
So now you're trying to figure out where is she, was she practicing the same as
right.
him? Or were they on two different?
Yes.
He
introduced this
right.
to her. Now, the love is stronger than all of this right here.
It does.
But at the same time, the core of who you are and how you was raised, it kind of metamorphs and becomes who you are. And sometimes you can't get away from that. See, what is his father? Hmm. That matters. He said that his father took care of all the bills.
He was
plumber. Plumbing business. Mm-hmm. So, and he actually got encouraged by brother and father to go out to the bars and hang out when there was troubles in the water. Mm-hmm. So are they Rastafarian as well? Mm-hmm. That matters. So is his group Rastafarians? Because their conversation behind the doors behind you is different from yours. Because me and my queen weren't on the same page.
Right. In the beginning, we were.
Beginning, we were. Because we were, they call equally yoked.
Right.
Because you're on the same page. You have the same religious, same walk of life, same way of everything. It kind of sinks. But when I start growing outside of that and going into Devon, into different types of cultures and religions and walks of life, we got separated. Further
away from
apart,
each other. Right?
Because she was over here, and I was way over there, and she was wrong in my eyes, and I was wrong in her eyes. We was banging over. We didn't have that.
Nothing binded us at that time, right?
Until we start realizing that love was more important than what my father or mother or on my own. Do I love this woman?
Mm-hmm.
Do I choose her? Or do I choose what I was raised in and my doctrine or what I want? No, what do I choose? Do I let my peers behind closed doors and when we hanging out say, hey, you dealing with this American woman or this woman that's outside of the what you believe in. It ain't going to work. She's not going to take in this and take in that. Man, we had conversations when I got up out your car and just walked. And you was like, man.
And I was just as bullheaded too.
Yeah, she was. Exactly. And then you actually let me walk. We actually eventually just went for years.
Yes, it was
for like
tough.
5 years away from one another, two different states. So it's just not simple as you think it is.
It isn't.
Because what his drifting away could not be, it might not be a woman. I'm going to tell you right now, when you get that 5 years, 6 years, they say the hump is 7 years.
They say it.
When you get that 7 years in to 10 years in, and you pretty much there in your spiritual marriage, it ain't for the weak. It's kind of
because
there's
different
born,
stages.
Right?
Yeah, because you go up and down. It's not like, and people, each other, one person's growing faster than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on. But it's what is the core that's brought you guys together.
Yeah, do you remember her? I did her one
you
on
did.
That podcast.
You did. Couple
does you does he
back.
Remember you?
Right.
Do you remember him?
Right. And maybe that's what needs to be reintroduced.
Yes.
Is where did we start from together?
Right.
Because we're allowing finances to play a part now. Now it's our children.
And
now it's death.
Death.
Oh my goodness. There's so many things that are layering on top of their relationship. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then he's staying at home, right?
Right.
Because most men, I'm going to be honest, we don't even want to work. And he ain't even from. That's what I need to know. Is he a true Rasta father? Mm-hmm. Or did he just adopt this? That's number 6 point right there that in my part 2. Did he adopt this? Or this, is he born as in Jamaica? Or the family come from Jamaica and he was raised that way?
Right.
I need to know, is that his part of his birthright and who he is? Mm-hmm. Because it matters. He don't think like us American men at all. He more disconnected from this European ways of how they make you do this debt, credit, and job type of setup and corporation and business. He more disconnected from that than somebody like Kareem. Yeah, I'm more on that page. I'm like him, but he actually was born this way if he come from there.
Right.
So his father, that's why I need to know what the father was and the mom was. That's important.
And I don't want to, you touched on it a little bit.
Okay.
You talked about the fact that, you know, she talked about how he started looking at twerk videos.
Yes.
And started looking at other women. Speak on that part, coming from a man's point of view. Why do men draw more towards that way? Come on.
Boredom. Straight up boredom. I mean, and also us men, we don't. From his Rasta farm, they practice monogamy. I practice for my religion, but my dad raised me monogamy. And but from our core inside of us, it doesn't feel like we supposed to be with just one. So looking and being with something in our eyes is two different things. But at the same time, it's not the same for our queen.
Right.
It ain't. So I've been there where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
So if you said you've been taking care of him, taking care of your rightfully duties when you were still not even fully healed from having a child.
And most women won't do that. Most women wait. They're supposed to wait at least what I think is the 12 week post, you know, it might be 6 weeks, but your body has to heal. But you said you were taking care of business.
Still
so therefore,
business.
And you could have got yourself pregnant again, messing around. But the fact is, you have to remember your body goes through so much. And like you said, the postpartum is, have you communicated? Because that was something I didn't hear her say. She spoke on the postpartum and how she dealt with it for months up to the first to 4 months. But was he aware of it?
Well, let me get
and
back to
it. Hold on. And does he understand it? Because see, that's another thing. That hormonal thing that we go through for women who are going through postpartum or going through having a child is rough.
But she did it.
She had the child and she still took care of business. But then she was hurt about the fact that he was doing
that. And that's
that
why
well.
I'm trying to ask her that question right
go
there.
Ahead.
Not you jump to something else.
My bad.
Because you were making me lose my train of thought. Okay. I want to make sure I address that. Boredom, but as well as us men to go in more deeper, you know, I'm not telling business kings or whatever, but honestly, we get emotionally just like queens do. When we get emotionally detached, see, y'all know about that, huh? Mm. We get emotionally detached.
I believe.
And we get emotionally detached. Having a physical encounter with our partner, it is cool for the moment, but it doesn't take care of what's going on in our head.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so real genuine conversations have to be had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you made that good point when you said, have you had counseling? And most men don't want to have counseling anyway,
right?
Let alone if he's a true Rastafarian and he ain't having one.
They, because we don't even know if they can seek out counseling.
Yeah, they might
want to
have
or,
counseling over there. But
right.
See, that's that difference of I see you moving in love more. And he might have been moving in love in the beginning, but now something has disconnected him when the fights. And I'm gonna tell you here another thing. I said it before. Men have ego and pride.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time in America, American people in relationships, I'm talking from a man's standpoint point of view, women will slap a man's pride. And what does that mean by when I say slap his pride? Most women don't yell, scream. They don't cuss nobody out. And when they have arguments, not all American women do that. They don't call them out their names. But one thing that American women do that they don't really focus on is in their relationship, they will do the sighs. really, roll their eyes, and turn their back. I can't believe that. And making it seem like our point of view is small. Mm. That to a man is slapping his pride. You're slapping him how he feels. It don't make him feel good. And when you do it multiple times in a disagreement or a conversation or an argument, mm-hmm. it turns into a disconnect. Mm. We don't want to be connected no more.
Okay.
So when we start disconnecting and it starts happening over and over and over again, now we're looking for outside things connect us again, to have someone hear us mm-hmm. again, someone that will give an ear and have an understanding, instead of, because it's the same thing what she was going through, her post PP, what she was dealing with, mm-hmm. the death of her father, mm-hmm. her dealing with all that, she was emotionally too. Mm-hmm. So he was disconnected how she felt. Mm-hmm. So it's a disconnect between both of y'all. And because of that, whatever the conversation is had between both of y'all, it ain't, both parties ain't hitting the mark.
Right.
On how a person, making a person feel what they feel. They ain't hitting the mark.
I get that part. And one thing I was reading on marriages.com, because it's talking about what you're saying, a healthy Black relationship, okay, is one with support, genuine love, communication, trust, mutual respect, empathy, and teamwork, allowing you to express and receive love just as you want it. And that's what you were just saying. That's what was missing. Each party wasn't saying what's going on. But is why?
But why? But also by him being disconnected like mm-hmm. that, it looked like he more disconnected than her, even though they have any disagreements when they're having conversations, because he decided, I'm playing Xbox only. I ain't going grocery shopping. I ain't really taking care of the house.
I'll take care of the baby.
And she have to pay for daycare.
Right.
He'd be taking care of that baby too if you home.
Right.
So he more so focused on that, not going out with them. He really disconnected.
You're right. For him to be nothing but on that video game and just
he's
checked out.
He ready to go somewhere and move and get going, but he ain't got the funds to do it.
Correct.
All that. She do. And when a queen is still active in society mm-hmm. and actually paying all the little bills mm-hmm. that you're supposed to pay, the grand bills, taking care of the household, and they see their partner not assisting and helping,
does it do for her?
Oh my God.
It's causing her to become very bitter.
Oh, bitter.
Bitter, and that's why she's feeling the way she's feeling.
Yes, and if I'm doing bad, what's that saying people say?
I'll do it by myself.
I can do bad by myself.
Be careful.
That's what's happening. Now she getting, if you're disconnected, like, why are you here then if you ain't gonna talk to
right.
me?
Right.
But that's why it's hard having this conversation.
It is.
With just about her only, and that, he ain't.
Yes.
You see? Because I'm sure he got something to say.
Oh, yeah, he got something to say. It's always
how he
too.
Feels.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why he has disconnected. Why he is giving her the cold shoulder and no ears. Not even an ear.
Right.
It's going in one and out the other. Mm-hmm. So he might even get up and just bounce and leave and don't want to be in the bed too long. Probably find this like me and you was doing, sleeping mm-hmm. in a separate room.
Remember that? Happened. Oh, yeah. It definitely happened.
Some men are actually don't go to work, so you figure out a way to get rid of him so they can say, you the one kicked me out. You the one that destroyed
and
us.
Then another thing, as you were saying that about separating rooms or going in a different room, women could just stop having sex with you. They'll just be like, I'm good. Emotionally, because we're emotionally disconnected before we physically.
And men are doing
we'll
that too.
Like, he's
doing
it as well. And then we'll just be like, you know what? I'm good, even to the physical part. I'll just do without.
Yep.
So then now if you're not having sex anymore, and then you're emotionally both going, ain't nothing happening.
Well, let's keep it real. They headed for divorce.
They're not even married that.
Well, that's what we don't know. We need to get that in part one or part two. They might be. He might be able to challenge this. They might have been a whole ceremony we don't know about.
Correct.
Now, if you just did this privately with him, I get it. Now, we need to, we could come back with that too. I need that from you. Mm-hmm. I do, because I don't
Queen, think we need that from
yeah,
you.
I need
we
that
like
from
to
you,
do a part
we're
two.
We're on the 30 minutes right now. I need a part two, and probably people listening right now are invested.
We need more information. That would be helpful, definitely. But, you know, I think we can say that we really appreciate you sharing, because you are the first queen to send a letter. Mm. And we appreciate that, because everyone is going through something.
Yes.
No one's relationship is perfect. Not one. And even as we stand here, you're not standing here, but you get what I'm saying. We're here You know, it takes a lot for us every single day, because one thing, we made a choice to love one another.
Yes.
And that's what it is. It comes down to your choice every single day, because we individually make a choice. I'm here and I'm not going nowhere. And then it's now working through the problems when they occur. That's the biggest thing. But
I'm going to leave her with this.
Okay.
You don't want to leave her naked while we're waiting on part two, because we might not get part two from her. She might not want to write us.
She might not.
I need you to write us. But if you don't want to write us and don't want to email again, and anybody else that want to email, email to mo4cyclesoflife.com. The number four.
Mo4cyclesoflife.
That's what it said.
Gmail.
Oh, my bad.
.com.
mo4cyclesoflife@gmail.com.
That's right.
I need you to do this practice, since he don't know about it and he's not part of it. And it's difficult doing things like this when there's not both parties. Okay, I need you. I used to tell somebody like this to people, just to, it's like, this is the one trial or exercise I want you to do. And you maybe can get one if you have it. You don't, it's okay.
Okay.
I want you to, when you put the kids to bed, because this is like one of the perfect times when, you know, you might want to figure out how to get that Xbox. Another Xbox. Unless you've already done it or whatever. Right. Pissed him off and angry. But unless y'all passed it. I want you to apologize for that Xbox. And tell him how you felt. I need you to find a moment when you have made him dinner, or he made you dinner, and whether y'all sit down or you don't sit down together. I need you to find that perfect moment when the kids are put to bed. And you guys are having those odd moments of not wanting to sleep together, and you're turning the shoulders, turning that way, turning, or you go to bed first and then they come into bed real, real late after you already sleep. I need you to find that moment before you go to bed, when the person is present and awake, and say, baby, I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't wanna argue with you. I don't wanna fuss. I don't wanna get angry, nothing. I just wanna let you know, I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
I really still love you, and I'm in love with you. Use the word in love with you. And I want to talk to you when you have some time.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to me, please. I want to just sit down and just really talk to you. And then when you get him to sit down and talk to you, if he don't, you know, kind of like, because men equate that we in trouble. Like, baby, it ain't in trouble. Nothing's bad. I just really want to talk to my best friend.
There you go.
Okay. And then when you sit down, like, okay, I got time, let's talk. When that happens, and you might have to revisit it every hour, baby, you know when we're going to be able to talk. You know, I don't want to interrupt your game or nothing, but do you know when? Because I want to just talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, baby. I want to talk to you. Then when you get him to, okay, let's talk, you need to express to him, ask that question, baby, did I do something wrong, or did I say something wrong to lose what we used to have?
Because
we're not really there like we used to emotionally. We're not connected like best friend like we used to be. What did
change.
I do? And what changed?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say, or what did I do so I can correct it? You need to find out and put them on notice with that, so you can know what it is. Because some men will actually hold that in until you ask.
Mm.
And if you don't ask, they won't say nothing. And like, you want to have that real conversation with them. Start there first.
What you say is a nugget.
Yeah, and put that in the letter when, you know, based on what they say. I need to know.
You get? He wants to know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's going to say a lot right there.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since we're 35 minutes in, we thought we'd be done in 2021. But this was some serious stuff.
This was serious. Real. Most definitely.
And I'm glad you wrote in. And don't throw in the towel just yet.
Oh, please don't.
We got to see, you know, there's something special about him that allowed you to go on this journey, and him to go on that journey.
And to reach out.
And to reach out. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. On that note, what is love?
God is love.
God is love. Exactly. On that note.
Love is God.
We're going to say goodbye. Y'all take care.
Peace.
Peace.